We have an extremely difficult Mishnah this week because the reason that it is extremely simple. And it's very difficult to see what is the Mishnah teaching us. Yeshua ben Parchi and Sani Abarli Kiblu Mehem. Yeshua ben Parchi Oimer. So he was the first of the group. It's going to be related to the Sad of Avas compared to Yer, as we've had before. And what does he say? He has three things to tell us. You know what else? It's good to have friends. You know what else? She keep mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says that the tzedek tishkoy does on yourself. It's one of the mitzvahs that you have to do mechiyot. It's chiyuv d'oraisa. Chiyuv d'oraisa to be done as a odom l'chav zchus. Okay. Chiyuv d'oraisa to be done as a chavir l'chav zchus. So what is it that the Mishnah is teaching us that we wouldn't have known? Anything that is obvious, anything that was simple, any six-year-old could figure out, it's not going to be to be found in a Mishnah. Mishnayos are not to relate to us things that are good ideas, advisable. It's not giving, there's no Eitzes in Mishnayos. They're teaching us Torah. It has to teach us a halakha of Torah. It has to be some aspect of Torah that's being taught here. Something that Lulei the Mishnah would teach us would know. So in all three of these areas we have the problem. The first two, because they seem to be simple, obvious, and something that any child would be able to realize. And the third, because it's a mitzvah. Again, we don't need the Torah Shabbat Peh to teach us this. This is Sakhiyav Minatoyah. You don't have to teach it, you can't keep Shabbos. Have a Mishnah. It tells you the halachas keep Shabbos. It doesn't say keep Shabbos. Here it says, have you done this kol machas? So it's a few duress. So what's the Mishnah that they're teaching us? Many of the Rishonim, all of the Rishonim, in one way or the other, make the point that a Seder Harav is even if he is not fitting to be so. Now he's trying to get something, but that needs some explanation. Two parts. Alright, so why are they saying that? Where do they get it from? Well, simply, first of all, for the question that just, if you want to learn Torah, you need a Rav, that's not the Mishnah teaching. It's also the language of Seder Harav. Make yourself a Rav. So there's something that you're doing. You're making him a Rav. And yet he's not on his own merit, his own quality. Wouldn't be a Rav, but you're making the Rav. This is the deer that the Rishonim have. Many of the Rishonim make the same deer. And each one says a little bit different. Seder Ben Yoina, Seder Harav, Shekhil Ata Yodeya Kum Oysa. You're equal to him, Chokha. I say Oysa Rav Alech. You should make him a Rav to you. They show them Zoy Chay Mashalam, Doi, Rav Yoysa Mashalam Lemin Naatz. The person remembers better something that he was learned from a Rav than something that he learned from himself. And as a second point, that it could be that will come out that in one particular instance, your friend will understand better than you. And then it will be fitting her out. You taught yourself. I feel him shneim shovim b'koch, if they're equal in koch. So now, from the simple thing that we don't know what the chiddush is, now we don't stand the chiddush. Why should I do that? We're friends. I need a Rav, it is important to have a Rav, so go find one. What are we being taught here? The classical example where this is shown in Chazal, we spoke about, to get to the top of the totem pole. So one way of understanding this is, everybody has to make sure to realize that they're not the biggest chachamim in every area that there is. You need always to look up for that's above you, what you don't know. So you go to the next higher level. What happens when you get to the top of the totem pole? Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, what do you do there? So this is one of the places where Chazal says that Moshe ben and Aaron had this type of relationship. That Moshe said, Aaron's lamdin, and Aaron says, Moshe lamdin, and the hakol yitzu ben shnei. That's the way the Torah was given. At the beginning, after Moshe ben took the Torah to Sinai, he taught it to Aaron, and then when he had to teach it to, then it was to the Nesiim, to the Aaron, the Nesiim, then to all the rest of Klai. So they spoke to each other as if you teach me, I teach to you, and each one was a Seder Hagav, and this is the way the Torah is being taught. So this would be a chidush for Moshe and Aaron. And if you have to be the Gadol Hador, remember, Seder Hagav. Okay. What about if we're not? So is it nothing? We should skip this Mishnah? No, again, if a person doesn't have anybody smarter than him, so we're fault needs to be explained, but still it's telling us that you take your friend to make him your God. But if you do, so don't settle for it. You put him into the next era, the Kneel Chachaber, and the Rav, go back and find the Rav. What does it mean? What's this idea of teaching us? Again, we're still at the starting point. What's the Seder Hagav? What is the importance of what we're being taught here? There are two approaches that we saw from the portion we can bring out that we can present. One, that we can learn, although we might not be the Gadol Hador, and that we can find the simple Rav. So when we need to learn Torah, we want to go to a yeshiva, no problem. Find ourselves a rav, we won't take a charusa for a rav. We'll take a rav. But there's still something for us to be learned in relationships to chaverim from the rav. From the what you have at the pinnacle, what you have at the top of the totem pole. A seder harav, therefore, could be teaching us an idea of relating to friends, that the normal assumption is that I start with qualitative. He's an X and I'm a Y and those are equal, so we're friends. That's how we assume. In MS, if we would be analyzing or basing our relationships on the absolute truths of the values of people involved, then this would be wrong to do. Taking things out of their absolute sense. He's not more than me, he's equal. The golden rule of all human relationships, basic rule of all the non-chaverim, is shalom as opposed to emes. On the first level, on the second level, the emes of shalom ahevoi, Torah teaches how they both combine together and be as one. This is an example. If a person would take his personal relationships and start on the basis of emes, so the first thing he asks himself, if he's capable of making this analyzation properly, is he greater than me or equal to me? He has his points, I have my points, we're equals. If that would be the basis of his relationship, then at best he can make kenei l'chachaber. So you maybe won't be able to do that either. But he certainly wouldn't be able to take a friend. He would even consider it wrong to take a friend and make him a rabbi. The Mishnah is teaching us, and this is a chiddush in Torah, chiddush in an approach to the Chacham Chaver, the Torah teaches us, that when we originally establish relationships, we don't relate, we don't have to necessarily, or even first quality to determine the relationships based on the objective facts, but on the quality of shalom, which is the harmonious relationship between different individuals. The quality of shalom has different rules. Totally different rules. Shalom is harmony. Shalom is harmony includes the aspect of completion and interrelationship. Shleimus. With capability, shalom, shalom, and shalom are from the same, they're the same word. Harmony comes from completion. In MS, the fact that I have certain advantages and he has certain advantages put us on the same status. Can't make one a rab and one a top. In Sholem, whatever is beneficial for the relationship, for the totality of the society, the micro society that we're making between ourselves, could be just two people. Whatever is advantageous, even for my individual development, is a proper basis for establishing the relationship, even if it's not 100% according to the strict definitions of the reality. And here the Torah is teaching us that a person should attempt, when he has a friend, when he has an equal, someone who's not bigger than him, a chokhmah, try to turn him into a rav. You'll get more benefit out of that. Chava is another thing. But the best thing that you can do with your friends is turn him into your rav. What does that mean? You can't joke around with him anymore. With a rav, you don't joke around the same way as a friend, right? And the friend has certain advantages also. I'll be the next part. It doesn't mean that you have to cease to relate to friends as friends. But it's giving us the chiddush, teaching us the insight that we can take our friends and have as a starting point. Before we did anything, before we had any actual relationship, we're establishing the relationship. And we can establish it as an asagafaya. Another way of putting this is that if a person would, sometimes an individual, as a general rule, would approach each person that comes to him as a opportunity to learn, this is equivalent to what the Mishnah says later, because in truth, it is like that. Torah, since Moshe Rabbeinu's things, certainly, nowadays for sure, emes cannot be found in one total package in any one place. There are people that have bigger pieces, some people have smaller pieces. Everybody has his own little piece. Everybody has a chelik in there. Everybody has their individual chelik of truth, the emes, that they are the place to learn that point. Sometimes it can be in natural entire and some halacha, some aspect of understanding. And sometimes it can be in the Torah's chayim, and on hug and amida. A person, I have a friend who is a rav in Mishnah, let's say the chaya. He does this naturally. Or he learned it very young, I don't know where he got it. Something natural. So his first thing, everybody's there for his use. What is he going to use them for? He's going to use everybody that he comes in contact to learn the highest quality that this person has. Right? Now, my friend is an amazingly high-quality person. Because if he went around collecting the highest qualities from all the individuals that he found, that's a very respectable collection. I think I've mentioned this before. I saw it once in the Sefer, Chochem Godel. What a beautiful idea. Two people grew up in the same, I mentioned the story. Two people grew up in the same society. When a person takes a friend, an equal, and instead of stressing the objective that they're equal, he stresses the capability of gaining the insight of that friend, then he has the capability of raising in terms of his gaining from the relationship of the person to a rav situation, and he will actually gain. The first point in Rabbeinu Yonah is an even deeper one, which we'll try to explain. It has much more ramifications within the realm of actual learning of Torah, but it has the same ramifications in a deeper sense. The second shot, he said, is that sometimes he's going to know something that you won't know, and it actually will be your. That's along these lines that we're saying that a person could pick out and put his friend, as it were, up on a pedestal, and to learn as a Talmud sits in front of his rav, he has something I have to learn. So, okay, but he's still, at least in that one point, he is high. So I have what to learn from him. I'm learning from him there. The first pshat is saying that they're equal. And he's not telling me anything that I didn't know myself. But the Benyamin is saying you still have an advantage hearing it from a Rav than hearing it from a Chav, or learning it from yourself. I say the Rav, because you'll remember better, he says, Shalom Zoychem HaShalom V'Rav, and Beis HaShalom V'Rav. I have an advantage from that. There's a clarity. Why do you remember that? So, when a person receives with a greater clarity, with a greater emphasis, it's like, you know, it's making a mark on something. The deeper the mark, the longer it stays. When you hear from somebody that you relate to as a Rav, it makes a greater impact. When you came to the same idea on yourself, it doesn't have the same impact. In human relationships, this is a much deeper idea. Because there is nothing in effect, not even an aspect, that makes him a Rav. It is purely within the mechanism of the relationship that is advantageous to me to relate to him as a Rav, even though there is no basis at all in him as a Rav. And this is a Chiddush Gadol in Torah, that you can go this far from what we would see as absolute truth and still be in the realm of Torah. It seems to us that you're playing games. We would think that Torah discourages it. Generally, we discourage playing games. As we'll see throughout this mission, it is a mission of teaching us where game playing, as in quotes, has its place in Torah. To go out of the normal strict definitions of things, and having the capability of uplifting relationships, upgrading relationships above what the normal objective truthful perspective would be, is a basic idea of your relationships. The Chofetz Chaim in one chat here, I mean, it's pretty obvious, he says it's the clearest, although Rishon also said that the three relationships that we have, this takes care of all human relationships. Everybody relates to people that are better than him, people that are equal to him, the people that are less than him. The three things in the Mishnah are telling us, say the Chayrav is the way to relate to people that are better than you, the Chachavar is the people that are equal, the Dana Chaskos is the people that are in some way under it. I mean, there's a necessity of being down the first. That means without it, there would be something that would be a problem. Dealing with a seil harav. This is the first part, or the first part of the Mishnah. We're hearing the first aspect, which will run through the whole Mishnah, of taking things outside of their absolute definitions and using him in an advantageous form. That we're going to upgrade relationships in order to gain the greatest level of advantage by the proper form of that relationship. There's a Rambam here on the Mishnah of Aseh L'Harav, which seems to be out of place. And according to other Gishtas, it could be that he's really going to say L'Chachover. But from the Rambam himself, the way he finishes, it seems that in fact he said this on Aseh L'Harav, this piece that we're going to read now. The Yisoidus of Ahava in human relationships. The Rambam chose the place where he's going to teach us the lessons of the Ahava in human relationships. This is it, in this mission. Usually, You wouldn't think it'd be a nes nefesh at all, but if it would be, you would put on the tnei b'chocha. Because in normal circumstances, and this is true, Maral explains it, when you're talking about a full-fledged shrav, a regular form of shrav, then the basic relationship has to start from the urine. It's a basic relationship. A relationship that's based on av with a rav will not be the totality of the form that a person needs in the classical rav. This is a big chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam shows that this is the classical place, this is the place to teach us the yesodos of av, of love in relationships. The Rambam quotes from Aristotle. I'm not sure exactly what is the Aristotle's words and how much is the Rambam's based on Aristotle, but he says it from Aristotle, and he says, Matuiv, Maim Aristotle. Ha'oiv Echad Hu Voiv in Gimelina. There are one person who is an Oiv, and he has three forms of Ava. There are three levels of Ava in relationships between people. Oiv Toelis, Oiv Menucha, Oiv Milo. The Oiv that comes from the Toelis, the advantage, mutual benefit that each have from the other. Oiv Menucha, we'll see in a minute what that is. It's comfortable. It makes life comfortable. Have some. Oiv Milo. And the Ava, which is the height of Ava, which is the true Ava, which was, in quotes again, called true love. He defines it for us. He starts with there's really three levels here, from top to bottom, but he starts from the middle one. And that is because this is the most common of Ava that you have between people fall into this category. Oiv to Elis, ka'avas ne'shutvin, ve'avas ha'melech ha'machanei. It says it in very short words. This is the classical form, most avas form on this level. The shutvin, people that are in a mutual beneficial relationship, or a king and his army. Another form of these were equals, this is one on top of the other, but they're both two forms of mutual dependent relationships, where the quality and advantage that each one gives the other brings to a relationship of Aham. There is a major chiddush, basic idea, which is very important in relationships, that Desto explains in Barichos, other than Gdoli Bali Musa, that although on the surface it appears that the person loves the one that he gets his benefit from, they prove, they explain in depth, that the greater level of love comes from giving, from the benefit that he receives from it. So in a mutual beneficial relationship, a person's real love to the other one is foremost for what he gave him, and second most for what he receives from him. It could very well be that he's not that big a giver, that he would not be able to do this form of giving if it wouldn't be foremost in order to get what he's getting from him. And if that would go down, he may not be able to hold up to it, and the relationship would break down. But when it is functioning, the relationship, that really causes the kesher between me and him is much greater, the level of ava, what I'm giving, than what I'm getting. That's in short, I threw it out. It's not really the time to discuss it. That's this level. Most ava that exists in the world, and unfortunately, even most ava between each and each thing, are on this level. I say unfortunately, even though you can have a very, very nice, wonderful, pleasant household, good relationship on this level. But that's not really the real thing. It's not what the Torah wants from us. It's not mad. It's not mad. This is great for business relationships. This is great for relatives. Where, in fact, they are two separate individuals that their main contact is the tzad hashavah between them. The mutual benefit that they have is the reason that they are a union, they're the, the X and Y company. They're only company because they're the company, because they have the business. Whatever degree the business is, they exist as a unit. It's not the two separate individuals. This is the most common level, in the middle of the three levels. The lowest level is the next one, Avas HaMenucha.
Ov menucha ov beis minim. There are two types of ov menucha. Ov hanor, ov betochen. The ava that comes from pleasure, and the ava that comes from a feeling of security. Omnon, ov hanor, ka'avas haskorim benekeves. The kiyotzke. Classical form of ava hanor is between males and females. Don't say men and women. That one's exact. Males and females, whether we're talking about animals or men and women that live animals. But when the relationship is simply and only based on the even mutual pleasure, certainly if it's one directional pleasure, and this is the classical ahava fluid with over, just leave it as back. It's not a market number, can't base a marriage on that. Might help, has a place together with the higher levels of love in the marriage. It's a very important place. But if that's all there is, so this is certainly not a basis for a marriage. This is a very good basis for a divorce. That's where it ends up. Ava says Amun Vitomo, Seifer Lesina. Something that's based only on pleasure received is not really an Ava in a sense at all. But Rabbi Yan has a beautiful worship for this. Says when we talk about that, I have a, you say, the person says he loves fish. Yeah, love fish. Great. You love fish? What did you do with the fish? Caught it in a net. Took it to the store. Sold it by weight. Popped it over the head. Skinned it. Gutted it. Threw it in a bone oil fire. Fried it. Ate it. And the bone you threw in the garden. Not even a proper burial, or anything like that. That's love. If you love to fish, go down to the pond and throw some grip. Keep the fish in their way. That's love. If you don't love the fish, love yourself. You use the fish. Whenever pleasure is the totality of love, this is a ava hatluya the dover, which that dover is me. It's dependent on me. It's ava goes out. This is the arrows go out, but they come around somehow. Their end is by me. And since it's a falsehood, this ava is the out. If it ends by me, so then it will end by you. That's one level of the lowest level of ava. And the other one is Oyev Bitochen. This is an important aspect. It has a very important place in relationships. And that is the capability of trusting. A person feels comfortable and safe that with this person, or they say they can let your hair down. Exactly what that expression means, but you're safe. You're safe. You don't have to put on shows. You don't have to hide your concerns. You can expose yourself with security, and it won't be misused, and it will be understood within proper context. The third level of ahava is always my love, real value of love, real love. Hushi yatai v'shneya, their desire, v'kavon olson, and their intention, l'dover echo, one common goal, v'hu hatay, very interesting language. There are a lot of people who join together for a common goal, v'hu hara, and there's no love there. So you know, I was more than I haven't seen this home. A person sometimes they say it's the rules of the Middle East. Right? I love you because we both hate him. Common enemy makes us friends. Sometimes it gets very complicated because so we're friends, but it doesn't work out these kind of since the whole secondary definition don't work out. Right? Definition is this way, is because Toiv has all one common source. Toiv is all harmoniously and has its source in the essence of reality and Nirvana. Toiv always is in truth harmonious. It's all parts, all Toiv that really exists in the world is part of real reality and has its real unification quality. Ra, by definition, is taking something out of its proper place. You have two things out of their proper place, that the only place that they combine is because they're both not in the proper place, so they're both against the third thing that's out of its proper place, and one that is in the proper place, or whatever it is. But there's no real common grounds there at all. Then we say appear. In source, we discussed this before. Source that pure. So shalom achshav, that's based on pure. It's a much deeper form of war. But in the end, you'll end up in a very different way. And the people that are quick to say peace, oh no, what peace? What kind of peace? And I say, no, there are different levels of peace. Peace, shalom, any real peace has to have a common denominator of Toiv. But if it doesn't, it's not that. Right, that's just a side point. Taiv v'shnei v'mazdu l'v'echad v'u ha-toiv. V'yitza kol echad v'hi ozer v'chaveyo. Each one is interested in having the other assist him in attaining this common goal. V'v'egi ha-toiv hu l'shneim yachad. And that goal, when it should be attained, is to be attained as both together as one. This is the real oil which we are told to go after. Which is not hard to do right now. This is what Shalom Bayis is based on. You want to know what real Shalom Bayis looks like? What's real? This is it. It's one, two, regardless of how different they are. Unify. In their marriage, and that is the basis of their halakha. That's the real thing. Maybe one time we'll have a chance to explain this later. Well, in a little longhand, but throw it out. The Rambam is teaching us those in terms of this Mishnah, Seref HaRav, which is very big chiddush in the relationship between Rav and Talmud, and Talmud. Based on what we've discussed until now, understanding that we're not talking about the classical original form of Rav, which is first and foremost an idea of yira. The person sits in front of the Rav as in the Fnei Hashchina, Kabbal, Mahar Sinai. That's an idea of yira. But there's a second level of the relationship of the Rav, which does not require that the Rav be great. But it is a purpose in itself, it is a value in itself, that the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, that it is a Torah value, it is beneficial, and it's something the Torah tells us to do. Say the Harav, take somebody and make him Harav. This is teaching us the yisoid of Ahavo, new relationships. Taking a person on his absolute value is true and earnest, but not in short. Taking a person in MS, you add up the whole person, and you come up with, you know, he has X amount of negatives and X amount of positives, and you come up with some full sum. In the positive form of your human relationships, we emphasize and take out of proportion the toil that there is in anybody that comes around, to the point that I can take an individual who in totality is equal to me, and I can create him a rav, I can make him above, because of the advantage that he has, or the deeper sense we had of any other before, first chat, the absolute, the intrinsic value of having that type of relationship. And a person, the empty cup, the half of the full cup, you know, optimist, pessimist, this is the same thing, but on a deeper level, a deeper level. That is a question of, do you see that the mindless, do you see the fulfillment? This is a basis of establishing human relationships based on the real benefit that is to be reached from this relationship. In real Ahava, like the Rambam says, where there is a goal, we're basing this relationship on a common goal, we're assisting each other, and we're using the other person to attain that goal, and that goal will be achieved by both of us together, for both of us, and it is totally talking about something of real value. Okay? That creates the real bond of Ahava. When a person takes a friend, it's easier to take for granted. We're just friends. A Rav, when a person comes to a Rav, he knows he wants to gain something. A friend you're just with. Selech HaRav means take your friends and turn it into a mutually, or at least from your side, relationship of Ahava Maila. Raise it to a level of real advantage. Bring out from it the form of relationship that will maximize the real benefit that can come from that relationship. This follows through in all of the three levels of the mission. Asay l'charav, k'nei l'chachav. So yeah, if in the portion we point out in k'nei l'chachav, the difference between asay l'charav and k'nei l'chachav, buy a thing. Fine. Recognize the value of a friend that, you know, it's a good investment. And sometimes it's going to cost you. K'nei l'chachav. Spend it. It's a good investment. Everyone's from a Chochum Echad, very smart. He said he has part of his monthly expenses, he has a Sholem account. Small sum of money that he puts aside every month, there is a Sholem account. So what do you do with it? You get into a taxi, and however it came out, there was an argument over a shekel and a half. And you're right, 100%. It's the wreck. It's going to be small. He's trying to take it for shekel. He doesn't deserve it. You're going to get out of there. The next 2 hours, you're going to be lost your equilibrium. You're going to be overcast. You could make a kill Hashem if you overreact the wrong way. And you're certainly not going to bring shalom. Shekel. Give it. Don't take advantage. I'm not saying you always should let people take advantage of it, but there are many places where, especially in little things, like, no, it's fine. No problem, show me again. Take from the show me again. That's money put aside for it. No problem. Sometimes, not only sometimes, but in the long run, it's a necessity, almost always. Men are not the same. Everybody has different makes up of personalities, people have different likes and dislikes, and people have different perspectives on the same thing. Besides that, people have concerns. And if you're around a friend long enough, one of these things, all of them, are going to hit you the wrong way someday. He'll wrong you. Not only when he didn't wrong you and you stood it that way, but sometimes he's going to wrong you. Kmei l'chalchalra means value the advantages of a friend to know that you have to pay for. And if you're not going to pay, you're not going to have friends. Because what we usually think is, really, friends, it's all good. It's all good. Look what they did to me. You made up my mitzvah, you forgot to send me the invitation. Hey, tell me about it, but you should have sent me the invitation. Seems that real fun. Okay, let me go to the next one. Problem was, not it, that friends is a problem. This guy is, he's a real life. I thought he was a real friend, no, he's a lot. Everybody has their bad moments. Everybody forgets. Everybody has their concerns. And sometimes it comes from differences, different perspectives. The way you see it is something terrible. You may be stuck in the wrong, but it doesn't seem so terrible. You have to spend money. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's covered. Sometimes it's a bonus. But you have to, if you want to have friends, you have to want to pay. So this is the same idea that we had in Sefer Hayam and Lavo Da. Don't assume that since you are equals value, right? So it's tit for tat. And then assume it's not tit for tat, right? Things are not all equals the way you expect them to be. Oh, he's not, forget it. Next guy. Right? Get myself a different friend. But we're equals, why should I pay? It's an equal relationship. We have mutual benefits. Why should I pay? Then you pay. That's what you'll have a friend. You have. The Kasei Yavetz brings out this idea from the Pasuk. All of us trying to bring this Pasuk, but he explains it. I'm from this idea. Teivim Hashnayim in Echa. The idea of the importance of having a friend, they bring the Pasuk in Kuala, is Teivim Hashnayim in Echa. In all circumstances, two are better than one. It's good to have friends. Asha yesh nem schar toiv ba'amala. They have good schar, right? From, so he says, it should have said mechibur. It says me'amala. Amala is a Russian toil. It says, keeping up a friendship, there's toil involved. You have to pay. You have to pay money, and you have to pay time, and you have to pay aggravation, and you have to pay your covers. It's a very good investment. Okay. It's a good investment. What do you need friends for? Then you're going to give a very interesting list. Three things. I'm getting very late. Let's throw it out. Next time I'll speak it some more. You need friends for three things. For Torah. It brings the more tiniest Harvard Matthew and Arboisa, the Yuris and the Pentecost. The original Torah, the core of the Torah that you learned from your Rebbein. But to develop it to your level of understanding, the greater expanse that comes from developing the Torah of the Rebbe, the Yuris, that comes from the Harvard Pentecost. Two is for mitzvahs and the Rebbe's Hashem. So it's very interesting. You're both on the same level. So what do you have to gain from him?
Very simple. Everybody has a Yetzirah. Everybody has their chesedim. Everybody will make their mistakes sometimes. But nobody's going to want to make the mistake for his friend. The Gemara says, Eilam chayti v'loy loy. The Yetzirah only works because you can follow you. Here, do it my way. You're going to gain this means. But your friend, you don't feel the Yetzirah is tying up to. You don't see the tzchar of there. His Yetzirah has no appeal to you. There's no koyach over you. Your Yetzirah has no appeal over you. So if you go through life together, he'll be able to point out to you, that's the Yetzirah talk. So how are you very equal to me? I think it's good. Right. I'm your friend. You are about here, you're stuck between the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah, sometimes you get confused. I'm your friend. That's your Yetzirah talk. It's happening both ways. There's a tremendous Yetzirah that the unit is giving us. We had our them as a Harvard Cleef. Many of the Gdolim had such things that were, and that's why we do them. They work through their Baruch Hashem Shittus. They have friends that they talked over. And the third thing is the eighth service. Everybody needs to talk something over, get something off his chest. Sometimes it's not so much that he's going to come up with a good idea, but if you bat it around, you figure it out on your own. You need somebody to talk it over with. But if it's not a friend, it's very dangerous. You need somebody that you can trust to the end. It's a new friend. It's a list of things. This is what you need friends for. The basis for the value of the relationship, even if it costs a mola, takes toil, takes pain. Then take the, you seem to get the lower end, the shorter end. It's good investment. Again, the Torah is teaching us to take what is on the surface an equal relationship and make it happen. What's the reason for it? Not because that's so, therefore, it should be left unbalanced. But this is the way to have a real balance. Can I cover if you'll pay? You'll have fun. You'll be a real friend. A real friend that really needs. But if you start with the assumption, we're friends, everything's equal. Everything is on an equal basis. It'll start that way, won't end that. We've done this Kolomachav schools, which is a very important subject. So next time we'll deal with it and put it in perspective. With the